that consciously and emotionally you have believed that you have is simply put to rest. And next time you need to fly, or the first time that you need or want to fly, you are going to find it a rather interesting experience. You are going to walk onto the aircraft comfortably, but even before you do that, from the night before you are ready to fly, you are going to find, to your pleasant surprise, that you feel very, very relaxed about flying. And in the past you have had a motto regarding not being afraid of flying, and that motto was five words that were imprinted in your mind regarding not being afraid of flying. And those five words were, I would if I could. Well, I would if I could is over and done and finished and gone for you now. And we are going to replace your ability to fly comfortably deep in your subconscious mind with a newer, better, more powerful, more helpful, simple, two-word motto and belief. Two words that will go through your mind comfortably many times whenever you think about flying. And those two words are, I can. And now you will know that you can you not? Yes, you will. And it is also very important to understand that initially, going onto an aircraft, it is quite natural to feel a little bit of different excitement. No longer will you confuse that feeling of different excitement with fear. And you may find, to your pleasant surprise, that being on that aircraft becomes a rather interesting experience. And you will note the thrust of the aircraft as it goes down the runway. And that thrust that pushes that huge aircraft or that small aircraft down that runway is the same thrust that propels the aircraft through the air. And if you were on that aircraft, even if it were to lose all of its engines, it can still glide a long, long way, gliding in experienced and capable hands, in an aircraft that is subject to many various stringent safety checks and routines.